USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6th committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At least four people died in Monday's Amtrak crash in Mendon, Missouri. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing. Mendon is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were on board the train. More details are coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As the midterms approach, some Democrats are discussing who will be the Democratic presidential nominee in 2024. Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanbauer says she sees many members of Congress with diverse backgrounds who would do well in leadership positions.
There are incredible leaders across the Democratic Party, and that it is time to usher in new leadership across the board.
She says that's why she didn't vote for California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker. A New York museum is now open honoring fallen Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy. Actor Taylor Kitsch, who played Murphy in the Lone Survivor movie, joins Fox and Friends to discuss what he learned from the role.
This truly, truly is an experience that is just has left me with a brotherhood and something that is very hard to put into words.
The museum is the first of its kind in the Northeast.
Something strange.
The sequel for Ghostbusters Afterlife is getting a release date. The characters will head back to New York City and the Ghostbusters firehouse after spending the entirety of Afterlife in a small town in Oklahoma. There's no word on which actors will be teaming up to fight ghosts in the sequel. Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 will hit the big screen December 20th, 2023. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.